You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Mike Sweeney, president of Top Core, a company that designs and manufactures unique consumer products in Irvine, California. Their functional products get used daily, so they are built to last. Mike, welcome this morning to Enterprise Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what are the tech wallet and handband for smartphones? Tell us about that, if you would.
Okay, the tech wallet is a full-size wallet that attaches to the back of a smartphone using advanced hook-and-loop fasteners. And the handband is a smaller unit that provides just a slot for cards and money and a band on the back of your phone so you can carry your phone easily and not drop it and have better control over the phone when you're taking pictures and just one-handed use. And both of these attach to the phone with, as I said, these hook-and-loop fasteners. And it's not your old-style Velcro, but it's this new molded hook. It's very low profile, and it's smooth on your hand. And then the loop, which is the part that goes on the phone, is a very neat and row-like fastener. And it's not messy. It fits tight on the phone, and it's actually a very neat, improved fastener. Now, the neat thing about the wallets is that now you can carry your stuff with you on your phone. You can just remember to carry, just grab your phone, you've got your wallet, you know, and it makes it a very handy thing. The tech wallet itself has multi-functions also. It acts as a stand, and it'll you can put a band through it and throw it on your arm, so you've got it. And an armband built into it. So it's a handy thing, and people see it and they like it for the most part. And nice thing is you can take the both products off your phone, so then you can just go along with your phone. So it makes it very versatile.
Yeah, looking at the picture now, it's quite convenient and attractive as well. Now, how did you come up with the initial idea for these?
Yeah, ideas are funny. You never know where they come from, but I broke my screen of my phone a couple of times, and I was looking around for a case to put them in that would protect it a little better, and I found a book-type wallet for the phone. I thought, hey, that's a good idea. I could have, you know, my wallet with my phone. And so I got one of those and tried it, and it sort of worked, but there's a big flap on the front, and I'd have to open it to get to the phone, and then only held a couple of cards and a couple of bills, and then you put too much in, it wouldn't close, so it was relatively annoying. So I thought, hey, what if we put it on the back of the phone, and then you've got a little more room to work with. So I worked on that, tried a bunch of different approaches, and came up with a trifold design, but it had to be super thin and super narrow, so I had to come up with a new construction technique for a trifold to fit it. So there's a bunch of different ways, but it all started with a problem, breaking the darn phone screen.
Now, for entrepreneurs launching their own products, what was the design, development, and refinement process like? If you could walk us through that, that would be great.
Okay. With new ideas, the first thing I do is do market research and dig in and see if anybody's come up with this idea before or if it's on the market. Sometimes you have an idea and you do research, which is mainly lots of Google digging to see if it's out there, and sometimes it's already there, but it's not, you know, it's not being sold well. You know, if you can't find any trace of that thing, then the next thing I'd look for is doing patent research to see if anybody's come up with the idea but hasn't brought it to market. You know, if you can't find anything in that area, then I go to make crude prototypes can I really make this thing work? And then I test it and refine it and go through a number of those iterations till I come up with something that's a decent representative of my idea. And then after that, I'll show it to people that I trust, get their feedback, and then incorporate those changes into another version. If everything looks good, then I'll talk to the patent guy, patent attorney, and see if he feels it's patentable. And then if that's a go, then go for at least a provisional patent, which is not super expensive, but it gives you a year of patent protection before you have to apply for a full utility patent. Once those things are all done, then once you've got some protection, then you can go into pre-production and then start talking about it to the media and prospective buyers. But so we have to go into pre-production at that point, put samples out in the field, let other people test it and give feedback. And once that process is complete, then you look for somebody to help make it. You know, maybe you can make it yourself, or maybe you need suppliers that can make it. That's basically the whole process at that point.
And I appreciate your sharing all that with us. Now today we're joined by Mike Sweeney, president of TopCore, a company that designs and manufactures unique consumer products in Irvine, California. Their functional products get used daily, so they're built to last, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Mike, how long did it take you to bring these to market?
It's taken about 6 months. Even though it's a fairly simple product, it's gone through lots of changes, and it's taken about 6 months to get it to the market.
Not bad. So what's on the horizon for these smartphone accessories?
Smartphones are, it's a huge market. People always want something. So I'm just going to make more and different models. I've got an armband that works well, which is just an armband pocket, but it attaches to your visor, and it works really well on your visor. So those are a couple of new models, and maybe I'll just come up with just a visor mount, which you can turn on the edge, or have it flat, so it's actually useful. And I've got a bike mount that I've been working on, and that's cool because you can take videos while you're riding, and you can use your phone while you're stopped or just have it there with you. So it's very useful, but got to refine it so it makes it commercially viable. So those are a couple of things that are on the horizon. Then there's going to be more ways to use it with this hook and loop attachment system, which makes for a lot of versatility.
Yeah, good stuff. Now, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about TopCore and some of the accessories online?
Well, we have a website for the phone. It's called walletforphone.com, and we've got a number of products in there. And it's also got a link to our other site, which is clipa.us, and we make accessories for women there. We've been doing that for a while. And TopCore itself just has a corporate site, so those other two sites are the main ones to go to.
Excellent. And in conclusion, what advice do you have for other entrepreneurs thinking about bringing products to market?
I'd say go for it, but make sure that it's never been done before, and find support for suppliers and other people for the project before you jump into it. It's hard to do it all yourself. You need that support network.
Certainly appreciate your stopping by. Very impressive what you have come up with here. He is Mike Sweeney, president of TopCore, a company that designs and manufactures unique consumer products in Irvine, California. Once again, their functional products get used daily, so they're built to last. And the website of reference is walletforphone.com. Mike, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
All right. Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.